What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Star Wars Explained. Today, we have two great guests to talk about the next steps in the High Republic. Together, they have written Escape from Valo, which comes out on January 30th. Individually, they've written Dr. Aphra, The High Republic Adventures, and so much more. Please welcome back Daniel Jose Older, and welcome for the first time, Alyssa Wong. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm really excited to talk to you specifically, Alyssa. No offense, Daniel, you've been on several times.
But I'm ahead of this. I totally understand. Please, Alyssa, spend all the time with Alyssa.
I'm a huge fan of Dr. Aphra. I love when Star Wars gets weird, and Dr. Aphra has always been weird and gone to strange places. I loved that Ascendant arc with the race for the Spark Eternal, especially. So just thank you for Dr. Aphra. Congratulations on the GLAAD Award nomination as well. Found out like literally just before we were recording this that you were nominated for Outstanding Comic Series.
So excited for you.
Thank you. I'm really excited. I don't know, like the whole team is amazing and it makes me really happy that we're getting recognized because I love everybody's work and I'm just happy.
How are you feeling as you approach the final issue? It's not out yet as of recording, and I don't think it will be when this video is out either, but we're approaching the very last issue of this run.
It's crazy. I mean, I've been writing Aphra since 2020, I think, and I'm really happy that we've gotten as many issues as we have, and I've gotten to spend as much time as I have writing her. She's so special to me. Issue 40 is going to be wild. And that's really all I can say about it, but I'm trying something a little different. It's bittersweet, you know, because I love her and I love writing her, but I'm really glad that I got the chance to, you know, hopefully bring the series to an end that I'm really satisfied with. But I'm going to miss her.
Well, interesting you say that. I'm curious, and I'm sure you can't even say anything about it, but the Star Wars Revelations comic introduced this new bounty hunter character. It's getting ready to apparently hunt Aphra. I feel like that's a story that's going to take more than one issue to tell. Do you care to comment on that?
It's spoiler, so I can't say, but what I will say is I do love this new bounty hunter. Her name's Razzlin, and she was designed by David Baldion. He's incredible. And she's wild. I love her so, so much. And I have a feeling it's all the last we'll see of her. So yeah.
the Revelations comic, that story, Tall Tales, was super fun. The unreliable narrator aspect of it, the way the weapons were changing frame to frame. it actually reminded me quite a bit of Daniel and your sense of humor and the way you write. Kind of reminded me of your 4LOM Zuckus story and from a certain point of view. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you both have this fun, chaotic vibe to the way that you write. and Daniel, before we get to Escape from Valo, I want to jump back a little bit to phase two, because you wrote the High Republic Adventures. You created this incredible pirate crew for Maz Kanata, making new and familiar characters as part of this crew. So is there anyone else that you would want to add to that crew that you think could introduce even more chaos to that group?
Oh man, what a question. I mean, as you can tell, I had so much fun writing them. I was just like in heaven. Honestly, I almost called them Edward Scissorhands, but Thurm Scissorpunch. The Star Wars is very own Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, they'd be friends.
They absolutely, or they would murder each other and then be friends, probably. But I mean, hell, we could bring Edward Scissorpunch into the pirate crew. I mean, anyway, mixing them all up. No, I just had such a great time, and I didn't think they'd let me bring in Thurm. Like, that was actually a weird dream vision that I had, fever dream vision that I had. I was like, what if Thurm Scissorpunch is in this group? That would just fit perfectly. And obviously, you know, Thurm famously has no lines at all in the movie Solo, but steals the scene anyway somehow, just by virtue of having the name Thurm Scissorpunch. And Dex, honestly, it's a dream crew already, and any other element would be absolutely chaotic, which is to say, yes, I think that's a good idea. I will say, I hope we haven't seen the end of them. I have lots more stories in my head about them. It felt like we were just getting started.
Yeah, that's great. And I really loved Rado. That was a a running joke that I always found funny. The parole officer that was just kind of along for the ride and could do nothing.
Totally useless, totally absurd. And I kept having these moments writing it where I was like, oh God, it's another character in here. There's like eight people on that team. It's nuts. You know, and then there's the little guy, the little vacuum cleaner guy that's like on the ship. I kept losing track of them, which is a bad sign. But I would but then I'd be like, oh, I could use that guy here, and then I could throw this dude over here. And it kind of worked out amazingly, but by the grace of God, basically, and the force.
Well, Daniel, how are you feeling as we enter phase three of the High Republic? You know, it's still a ways off from the finish line, but you're getting there. You're rounding like the final turns.
Yeah, it feels very surreal. I somehow, you know, there's a part of me that's still living in that realm of like when we were first planning it all and none of it seemed possible. And now so it's exceeded all of our expectations. It's done things none of us imagined it would. And we're here. And so it's just like, what universe is this that we not only have gotten to tell the story so far, but also gotten to expand on it, you know, so much more than we imagined we would, and gotten to have so much more fan interaction and joy from the fandom than we imagined. And truly, it's an incredible place to be. So I just feel like we're hitting the ground with so much momentum and joy and excitement, both on the team and from the readers, that it's just an amazing place to be. And all I feel is excitement about what's ahead, what I'm working on right now, and just all the things we have in store for y'all.
I don't think I've seen or talked to either of you since Star Wars Celebration. And it was the day before the High Republic panel, I want to say. Right. So I was in the room and got to just experience the energy of all that. And how did that feel for both of you?
Oh, man. Alyssa, you want to start? It's so big. Go ahead.
Which I just want to say it was funny because I didn't know Alyssa was part of the writing team that day before, but you were hanging out in the room and I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? I love Dr. Aphra. And I was like, that's cool that Alyssa's here. And had no idea until you were walking out on stage. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it was a secret. It was crazy. I mean, it felt life-changing. So I was excited that it was a secret. And so when we were all going to the panel and we were going to the green room, I was like, this is my one chance to go hang out with people beforehand. So I just waited in line with everybody beforehand. And then I was like, oh, I gotta use the bathroom, I'll be back. And then I snuck to the green room so I could come out on stage. I don't know, like the amount of energy in the room and the amount of just sheer joy and love at that panel was incredible. I think the High Republic fandom is so enthusiastic and they have so much energy. And I feel like, you know, we're making these stories for us and for them, but they give so much back to us that it feels really special in a way that I've never seen in any fandom, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really wild though. It's so nuts.
Yes, I feel the same way. It's just such a gift. I just want everyone to know there's not one second of that we ever take for granted. Like every second that it's happening, we're just totally there. I mean, always, but particularly in those moments of getting to interact with people and feeling that live feedback and that energy. It's every single moment of that is crisp in my mind because I felt so present and, you know, so just grounded in that mutual excitement. Because I think we're as excited as the fans are. You know, and we feel like one of y'all in a lot of ways. We just know a little bit more about what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But like, we're all in this together, like being excited about what we're creating because we're really excited about it. And I think the work is testament to that because we do the work out of love. You know, we do get paid. That's nice. But we do the work out of love. And we're just feeding so much or it's such a conversation between the fandom. And part of that is the fans' excitement. It's also the creativity, the humor, you know, the joy, like that is all just comes together to form this like much thing that's much bigger than the work itself, which is like the entirety of the High Republic experience, which is a thing unto itself that's beyond just the work that the creators are doing. And that's so magical.
Mm-hmm. I think I felt so loved and accepted, even just from those very first moments.
You brought the house down just by existing.
Like, it was so wild. Like your
giant head.
Our new
leader. It's amazing.
It was surreal. It was surreal. And I don't know. It's that kind of passion that's like it's so special and unbelievable. And I think that's a moment that I'm going to keep in my heart for the rest of my life, because it was life-changing. I've never seen anything like it.
And at least from my experience, it just seemed like a perfect fit. It made sense to see your name up there. Like, knowing all the work that you've done on Dr. Aphra, I was like, yes, this works.
And that was what I was going to say, is like, Alyssa was my dream collaborator for whatever I wanted to do next with High Republic. You know what I mean? So I don't remember whose idea it was to bring them in the first place, but if it hadn't been mine, it would have been. You know what I mean? Like, I was already trying to figure out how to work with them, just based on, we've been friends for a long time and I've been a fan of theirs for a long time. But I was like, this is, the High Republic is the place for Alyssa Wong. That's so obvious. That's part of why I put, you know, a character based on them into Midnight Horizon, was with the idea of like roping them in to one day write that character. You know what I mean? Like, that was the long game of it always. So it's so cool that that's already started to transpire.
Well, that's a perfect lead into my next question, because I'm curious when this collaboration started, because I remember Dalhar Hyde being in Dr. Aphra, like issue 7, pretty early on. There were these connections, and yeah, Crash is in Midnight Horizon and other stories. So I'm curious when you two started to work together.
It hadn't happened yet at that point. That was all just us kind of manifesting it through the work. So Dalhar Hyde was Alyssa's, and then I was like, I need a planet, you know, for this like showdown to happen. And Alyssa had mentioned that there had been the site of a Nile, something in that. And I was like, oh, that could work. And then I was like, oh, that's going to work. You know, so then all those things kind of, that's just the ongoing kind of loving conversation that all of us Star Wars writers are in. Not all, but most of us are in. We try to be in with each other, but not just current, but including with the, you know, with the movies and with all the work happening. Just that's the ongoing dialogue that's happening, which is so cool. I think it kind of reached its peak and came to a head with like Crash and everything else as we were moving towards it. I don't know when Alyssa probably knows. I don't know when Alyssa actually started, got roped in to fully officially do High Republic work. I just know as soon as that happened, I was like, all right, so we're working together. Cool. What are we going to do? You know?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. It was sometime after Star Wars Celebration, Anaheim, and before that year's New York Comic Con. I do remember that. But I remember us sort of talking about like, yeah, wouldn't it be fun to write something together? And then I think Mike Seglain contacted me and was like, hey, do you and Daniel want to write something together? We were like, absolutely, let's go. Yeah. It was wild. But I think, you know, I'd never written like kid lit. I'd never written middle grade. I had never written a book. and I think that writing all these things for the first time with you, Daniel, was like, that was like the reason I was down to do it. And I couldn't have asked for a better co-writer. I've also never like co-written prose successfully before. So that was great.
I'll just say this happens a lot, but you two are crushing segues, because my next question is, what is the process of writing a book as a team? Because I just don't even know. Now you've done it. Justina and Tessa have done it, but I'm just like, I can't fathom writing a book alone, much less together.
Every book is different and every team is different, obviously. I think we pretty quickly settled on a problem. I mean, we hadn't worked together before that, but we knew, I think, instinctively how to work with each other, you know, and we also figured it out as we went by just being really communicative and talking it through, you know, and just being like, all right, how's this going to work? Let's try this. Okay, is this working? Is this? We just kept checking in, you know what I mean? Alyssa's story is funny because they were nervous about writing a book and middle grade, all this stuff. And I'm on the full other end of the spectrum. Whereas I've told Mike this, and I'm sure I've said this in plenty of interviews. I was like, I'm done with prose. I'm never writing another book. Prose can be put in the trash can. I love writing comics. I've been completely swept up in it. I've been spoiled by writing comics. It's my jam. And so it was really only because Alyssa was involved that I was like, you know what? I can do another book. If it's Alyssa, okay, I'll do another book. It was like, it's like that Godfather quote, just when I thought I was out there, pulled me back in or whatever. Like, I always remember that because, yeah, I was done. But we had so much fun. I think it just really worked in like almost as if you were to imagine what it must have been like, it's probably like that, because we really would bounce stuff back and forth. So we bounced some ideas back and forth. I had some stuff that I was like, yeah, I want this. Alyssa had some stuff where they were like, I want this. And we kind of put our heads together on that over some calls and talked to Mike about it. And then I think I took the first stab at an outline, and then we bounced that back and forth. And Alyssa took a first stab at some chapters, and we bounced those back and forth. It was just like that, pop, 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 pop. And it, what was so cool about it is there was a point where it was very clear, like, all right, Alyssa's handling this kind of stuff, I'm handling this kind of stuff. And as we kept going, it just got really beautifully jumbled to the point that today, reading the book, I'm like, who wrote that? Because we both worked on each other's scenes so much and like called in each other as lifelines when things got tricky and all that. And that's what was one of the great joys of the project.
It's so nice to have a co-writer too, who you can send stuff to like really late at night and be like, I have no idea if this is working, but I really like it. What do you think? What do you think?
No, I always loved it. Like,
yeah, you did.
It was always great. There was never a moment when one of us was like, what are you thinking? Like, why would you do that? But that makes sense. I think we knew that going in.
Yeah, there are some parts where I was like, I feel that this is the right thing for this book, but I need a gut check. I really need a gut check. And Daniel was perfect and also didn't mind me sending screaming texts really late at night.
And we not that we disagreed, but we did wrestle with stuff a lot. And I think that was really cool too. It's not like we weren't yes people for each other. You know, it was very like, what about this? What about that? And like, just I just viscerally remember like stuff that we really had to work through in terms of balance. Like, where are these two characters and their relationship going to go? And we tried different things, you know, and that was, and thinking through, you know, all, you know, I love, and Alyssa does too, all these kind of deeper conversations about the Force and being a Jedi and what that means and what it means to be a part of the Order, especially in wartime. Those are all questions that come up, I think, in such interesting ways for each of these characters. And there's a lot of characters. And that's after we murdered like three of them before they even got to the page. I don't mean like murdered on the page. I mean, we had to delete like three whole characters before we actually, like halfway through the book, we're like, oh, they don't exist. But anyway, you know, so all those conversations were just super interesting. It was so nice to have them with a co-author and not solely with Story Group, which I also enjoyed doing, but this was a different process and it was really great.
We'll definitely talk about some of those aspects of the story in our spoiler discussion later. Talking about sending Daniel screaming texts. Alyssa, you've been sharing a lot of fun memes and teases for Escape from Valo on Twitter, whatever X it's called. Those have been great to go back through now that I've read the book, try to figure out kind of who you're talking to. Who or what are each of you most excited for High Republic fans to experience in this book?
Is this a spoiler? Is this a spoiler
part? This is the non-spoiler part.
This is the non-spoiler part.
Non-spoiler
part. So, character names, especially what's already been,
I think we can
put out there, I think is fine.
Yeah.
If it's a spoiler, I will save it and I'll edit to the spoiler part.
For sure.
Okay, you go first, Daniel.
I don't know if mine's a spoiler or not because they haven't been announced yet. But Zile is one of my favorite characters of this book, probably my favorite character. And I just love like their connection to phase two. And it's probably a spoiler. I don't know. Oh, Zile is just a great character. And I love especially like having a character. Obviously, this is kind of my thing is like having a character in there who's going to chaotically bounce off all the others, you know, really throws a spin into everything. And like, each of these characters is very different, even though most of them are Jedi, but they have such different approaches to Jedi life and everything else as we were talking about, but they're still Jedi, you know what I mean? So having a non-Jedi in there who is particularly, I mean, a pirate, except for Sav Maligan, a pirate is about as far as you can get from a Jedi in so many ways, you know? So it's very fun to just have that dynamic really like alive between them all and just throw that into the mix. And then Zile's just so much fun to write.
Also, just cool name. Great name.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah,
that was Alyssa. You came.
No, wait. I was gonna say that's a Daniel name, isn't it?
This is what happened. No idea. Probably. I guess. I don't know.
Zile is so fun. I love Zile. And Zile feels like a very you character. You know, like a very like fun, like you said, a pirate, someone who is just chaos and like just really fun to be around. And that's sort of how I think of a lot of Daniel's characters. And it was so fun to write Zile. Like, I just had a great time every time I got to write them. I think for me, I'm really excited for High Republic fans to experience all of the really intense emotions that are like seeded through this book. I think it's a very, it's a lot of, everyone's feeling a lot of things. And those feelings are really complicated and they don't necessarily know how to deal with them. I think that Gabby is just a sweet boy. He's my heart. And he is having every possible feeling all the time. And I think that something I'm really excited about is I'm really excited about his like relationship with the Force, and also his relationship to another non-Jedi person, his childhood friend, Drigget Parse, which again is another thread that like sort of we discovered probably like definitely the first draft, but as each draft happened, mm-hmm. That story thread got stronger and stronger and stronger until for me, it's like a very key element of this book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I'm excited for. It's going to be fun.
That's great. I have specific questions about Drigget as well that we will save for the next video. And I think that's a good tease for the next video. It'll come out about a week after Escape from Valo comes out on January 30th. So for now, we'll wrap up our non-spoiler discussion. So in the meantime, where can people follow each of you online? And what non-Star Wars stories have you written that you think Star Wars fans would enjoy?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm all over the place and all a bunch of different names. But mainly, I guess, Instagram is DanielJose1. Twitter is DJOlder. And Substack, if you Google me and the word Substack, you'll find me. That's where my newsletter lives right now. And I do a lot of writing and essaying about the world and about how to write and stuff like that on Substack. If you love Star Wars, you will probably love my book, Ballad and Dagger, which is a YA, part of a YA duology, which wrapped up last year with the second book, The Last Canto of the Dead. They come out from Rick Riordan Presents, the imprint of Disney Books, Hyperion. And it's a lot of magic power using in Brooklyn with Caribbean and Jewish roots. So basically the story of my life.
I love that. I'm on Twitter at Crash Wong, one word. Also, I mean, I'm mostly offline. If I'm honest, I just hanging out, writing.
Good for you.
Well, I think, you know, I can get really distracted and focus.
You're on Twitter every day. What are you talking about?
I am on Twitter every day, but that's because I'm doing the countdown of Valo. Duh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying you are there. Like, you know, some of our comrades have actually quit Twitter for real and they're gone.
Mm-hmm. But like, that's the only one I have. Someday I'll learn how to use Insta and like maybe do a newsletter. But for now, it's just Twitter and non-Star Wars things. I write a lot of short fiction. It's a little darker, I think, than a lot of my Star Wars stuff. But if you like Dr. Aphra, you might like Hungry Daughters of Starving Mothers. It's a short fiction story. It won the, what did it win? World Fantasy Award, Nebula Award, I think. And an Alfie Award from George R. R. Martin. And it's about a girl, like a Chinese-American girl, trying to find love and food in New York City. And that's all I can really tell you about, but it's wild.
Great. I love just trying to rack your brain and remember all the awards you've won.
No, thank you. They're sitting right next to my Miku's on this side. But yeah, that one's online for free. So you could totally just read it like whenever you want.
Great. Well, I'll try to find it and put a link in the description for people.
Thank you.
But thank you, everyone, for watching. Check out Escape from Valo on January 30th and check out our spoiler discussion that'll come out in like two-ish weeks from when this video releases. And we'll talk all about the book in full. Until then, thanks for watching and may the Force be with you.